Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers who are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on Red State Talk Radio, where we use the Bible and the Constitution not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Dylan Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys could join us here Friday afternoon, and I know some people are saying, where's Bradley? This is not Bradley. I'm not Bradley. I'm Tim, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and Bradley and his family are traveling, doing some ministry work, and so he asked me if I would fill in today. And I got to tell you, every time I switch to GCN, I have to do some things, and so I'm hearing myself in my ear, which makes it very difficult for me to focus on what I'm doing. But I think I'm pretty much used to that right now, I hope. Anyway, glad that you guys could join us here. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so, sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you are listening by way of GCN or any of the radio stations that we're broadcasting to, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down on the right side of the page. There's two videos there. The first one is where we're live. You'll see that. You'll see the face is made for radio. If you want to click onto that and blow it up on your screen, your phone, whatever, and then click on it again, you can join us in the chat. We got a lot of friends in the chat, many of them from the morning show as well. Some don't make it up that early, and it's always great to see you guys in the chat. And you can also check out the morning show. Do that after this show. And play that. If you haven't seen the interview I did with Kerry Rivera, you really ought to see that, especially if you're a person looking for natural methods of treatment instead of trusting the lies that come out of Big Pharma and the pimping that goes on between politicians and doctors and everybody else who are pushing their products that have tremendous side effects, anywhere from itchy, watery eyes up to death. You really need to hear what Kerry has to say, her treatment of her son and many others who were injured by vaccines and had autism and some other things too. Very informative interview that we had this morning. But that's at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And right above that is a place where you can subscribe for the email newsletter that we have. Now, we don't rate your email. We don't sell your email. We don't spam you. You get one email from us a day that comes in the evening. And that is all the articles that me and Bradley and our contributors have at sonsoflibertymedia.com for that day. So please be sure to sign up for that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then finally, we don't ask you for money, but we do let you know we have needs. And it costs money to do everything that we do, whether it's Bradley and his family going around and teaching throughout the 50 states, or whether it's on the radio, or whether it's in writing, or however it is, we're taking every opportunity to push forth the message of the Bible and of the Constitution. That, those are the standards that we're hold to, and the Constitution is ultimately subservient to the Scriptures. So if you want to help us in that, and you're able to do so, please click on the donate button at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can make a one-time donation, or you can partner with us as a son or daughter of liberty. That button is also available at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you can set that up, and it's painless. It comes out every month. And then there's also our store. Click onto that. Lots of products there for you, for your friends, special events or gifts or whatever you want to do. Lots of great conversation starters and also some equipping tools there in our store. Please check it out, and you help support us in that way as well. Okay, so Bradley is out today. I have been covering a lot of different things. It's an interesting thing when you're on this side of the radio or a website, because what you do is you end up getting a big view of a lot of different things, and it's hard really to focus on any one thing. But there's been something that's been written on over the past week, and that comes out of California. And with that, I'm going to be diving into that in the next segment. If you want to call in, please stick to the topic. It concerns the judge's ruling out in California concerning their assault weapons ban. Okay? And if you want to call in, please stick to that topic, the topic of the Second Amendment or this ruling. The number is 1-866-582-9933. Happy to take your call. See, we have phone lines today because I'm on in the afternoon. So 1-866-582-9933. And again, happy to take your call. Please stick to the subject, okay? All right, now, there's a lot of stuff going on. Let me highlight a couple of things before we get to the next segment. And these are just some of the things that I put on sonsoflibertymedia.com today. This economy stuff, folks, this is not going backwards. They are pushing to run our economy into the ground, which is going to set things up. This is all planned. If you're paying attention to the information, if you paid attention to the Great Reset, all of this stuff. All of this is a push by anti-Americans to bring America to its knees, to change it and mold it into another socialist utopia, which is not a utopia at all, at least not for the people. And so with some of these things, check these out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Inflation is starting to get really crazy, and it's worse than you think, as well as frustrated home buyers are competing with investment funds that are literally buying up entire neighborhoods. And then, of course, you guys are familiar with some of the articles we've been putting out where we're talking about the cost of things going up, the loss of value of the dollar. And so it's worthy of your time to look at these things and also to be in preparation of that, because the book of Proverbs says the man sees danger coming and he prepares for it. All right. So we want to be a prudent people. God let his people know ahead of time before when they were in Egypt. And Joseph prepared the people for that, and he was not only able to save his own people, but the Egyptians, as well as many others who came to him for food during the time of famine. And so as Amos tells us, that God doesn't do anything unless he lets his ministers, his prophets, know exactly what he's going to be doing. So we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. So hang with us, and we'll be back on the other side. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support MyKind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. And again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. Again, this is the judge's ruling upholding the Second Amendment, which is worthy of reading. And this comes from, ruling was out, I think it was Friday of last week. And there wasn't a lot of talk about it, obviously, in the media. And that's because it was actually upholding the Second Amendment. Now, I think he could have even gone further than what he did, because the Second Amendment doesn't say just commonly held weapons. It doesn't say that. It says arms, and it says that right shall not be infringed. But he's on the right track here in refuting what had went on in California. Now, I've got several links, and again, since I'm doing the afternoon show, I'm going to do an archive for this, so it'll be up later at sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check out the ruling, you can check out the links that I'm going to have there. It'll be in a nice little neat article format for you, just like I do in the morning. We'll have that after the show later on this evening at sonsoflibertymedia.com. But this guy's name is, he's a federal judge by the name of Roger Benitez, I guess that's how you pronounce his name. I hope I'm not offending him and doing that. He's with the U.S. Southern District of California. And California had just pushed through an assault weapons ban. Now, again, getting somebody to define what an assault weapons ban is like trying to catch a greasy pig. Okay? And you guys ever tried to do that? It tried to catch a greasy pig. We used to do that for some events when we would cook out and stuff. Somebody would grease a little pig, and you're trying to catch that little rascal. That's what getting a definition is about assault weapons. In fact, if you didn't see it, this guy that they had up there to try to head the ATF when they asked him to define it and says, what is your definition? He didn't want to give them a definition that he had. He wanted to point back to all this other stuff. So they push this through in California. They act like it's law. Our forefathers said it was pretended law. It's obviously in opposition to what the Second Amendment says because it does infringe upon the rights of the people to keep and bear arms. Specific arms here, semi-automatic rifles is part of it, and then handguns come in there as well. So what this judge said was, listen to this, you all know how bad the AR-15 and AR-15 style platform rifles have been demonized, right? Here's what this judge wrote. He said it is a perfect combination of home defense weapon, a perfect combination of home defense weapon and homeland defense equipment. Harold Hutchinson wrote, Judge Benitez has made excellent use of the facts about rifles in general and their lack of use in crime. He also has used the clear textual standard from the Heller ruling, something that Second Amendment supporters should take note of. If a firearm is commonly used for lawful purposes, it is protected under the Second Amendment. In his ruling, he cited that the production of modern multi-purpose semi-automatic rifles is twice that of the Ford F-150 pickup truck. A similar comparison was made to the Chevy Suburban Sport Utility Vehicle when the way the FBI crime data blew up Beto's gun ban plan was discussed. And that's pretty common, right? So let's take a look at a couple of things. Here it comes from that same article that I was just reading from. If 200,000 is enough to meet the standard of being in common use, okay, and it's talking about stun guns at that time. If that is enough to be in common, then nearly 20 million modern multi-purpose semi-automatic rifles are clearly worthy of protection on the textual basis of Heller and anti-Second Amendment extremists. Know it. So let's take a look at this ruling. You'll be able to check this out at sonsoflibertymedia.com later on after the show. Just want you to know that in case you're looking for any of this and you want to share it with people. Okay. So this is the ruling. This comes. This was Miller versus Rob Bonta in his official capacity as Attorney General of the State of California. Now, just so you understand, this was pushed forward back in February, I think. If I'm not mistaken, I've got an article up with that as well. And that isn't the one. This is the one. Miller versus Becerra, the guy who was in there before. So the Firearms Policy Coalition pushed this forward, and they got this ruling. Okay. So here's how the ruling starts. This is the introduction. The judge wrote, like the Swiss Army knife, the popular AR-15 rifle is a perfect combination of home defense weapon and homeland defense equipment. Good for both home and battle, the AR-15 is the kind of versatile gun that lies at the intersection of the kinds of firearms protected under District of Columbia versus Heller. Yet the state of California makes it a crime to have an AR-15 type rifle. Therefore, this court declares the California statutes to be unconstitutional. Plaintiffs challenge a net of interlocking statutes which impose strict criminal restrictions on firearms that fall under California's complex definition of the ignominious assault weapon. Hearings on the preliminary injunction were consolidated with a trial on the merits pursuant to FRCP Rule 65, and he goes on from there. We're going to touch on that in just a little bit, but we got a call coming in. This is Cody from Illinois. Cody, are you there?
Yeah, good afternoon, Tim. I think it's the first time I've been able to call into your show, when you're on anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your hard work you guys are doing. I was reading some of these gun laws and trying to decipher them here several months ago, talking about sawed-off you know, when you read the law, like a sawed-off rifle is actually what a short-barrel rifle is. So they've perverted everything. Well, I came across an article talking about sawed-off shotguns, and that probably the only reason they're illegal is somebody had committed a crime, bank robbery or something, and then obviously, didn't have the money to fight the charge. I think they took it to the Supreme Court or something, or they were going to, but they didn't show up, you know, because of the, you know, being criminals that they were. But, you know, so I'd like to see sawed-off shotguns legalized again. You know, they were actually used, I think, in World War One, and there's evidence of that. And the judges overlooked that at the time when they, you know, made them believe that's that, because that's a perfect weapon for, you know, home defense. That way you don't have to worry about, you know, missing. You don't have a big, long shotgun to go around corners and all. And a couple days ago, Judge Joe Brown was on InfoWars, and he said, you know, free people, there's always going to be some collateral damage, you know, in a free society. And considering how governments have killed their people, I think that's the least of our worries, you know, some of the shootings that happen. But have you ever researched that?
Well, I agree with you, Cody. Hang on for me just a second, because I have to switch buttons here due to the way this goes out on the broadcast. But I agree with you. In fact, this was the whole situation that got Randy Weaver in trouble up at Ruby Ridge and brought the feds down on him, ended up killing his boy, killing his wife, the sniper who shot his wife in the head, carrying a baby, by the way, folks. I just want to remind you that Bill Barr came in after and said these guys shouldn't be prosecuted. That was Donald Trump's DOJ for you Trumpites out there. That was what they were getting him on, was this idea of, you know, sawing off shotguns. And the obvious question is, if people are using them lawfully, what is the problem? Sure, if somebody's going to go in there and rob somebody, if they're going to murder somebody, if they're going to steal from somebody, then yeah, I can understand dealing with them, but why take away that, why infringe on the rights of the people who actually have that, Cody, when those things are not being used in a criminal manner?
Yeah. Well, there's something in you know, these administrative regulations that I don't understand 100% how they pervert the law. Because if you actually go to the law that was passed, you can go on that Cornell Law website, you start reading about guns, and it'll say, okay, the sawed-off shotguns, I believe, can't remember, I don't think that was passed. That may have been passed by the Congress, but this whole thing with short-barrel rifles, it was not passed that way. It simply said that if you took an existing rifle and cut the barrel off, that was a short barrel rifle and became, I guess, illegal, whatever the law said there. So, you know, these regulators are continually to pervert our laws. It's tiresome, and I don't know what we're going to do about it, but something needs to be done.
Yeah. Cody, hang on for me. I'll hold you over through the break, and guys, we'll be back on the other side in just a minute. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hang on.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Senior Democrat leaders issued a unified statement Thursday denouncing comments made by Minnesota Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar when she compared U.S. and Israel's war crimes to actions by the Taliban and Hamas. Omar issued a statement Thursday clarifying her comments after she was met with a flood of criticism from members of her own party. On the heels of the release of Anthony Fauci's emails from early on in the pandemic, Senators Marsha Blackburn, Marco Rubio, and Tom Cotton have demanded that Fauci resign or be fired. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox.
Well, I'm reflecting what I heard from so many people across the state of Arkansas last week. They've lost confidence in Tony Fauci because of his repeated evasions and misdirection and politicized advice.
This is USA Radio News. As a glimmer of hope emerges, while the United States enters the summer with some of the lowest COVID-19 case rates in months, the country could pass 600,000 deaths as early as this weekend. A new report says the Trump administration forced Apple for Congress members' metadata. Wendy King has more.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he wants to find out more after a New York Times report revealed former President Trump's Justice Department subpoenaed Apple for the metadata of at least two members of that committee, as well as aides and family members, one of which was a minor. The Department of Justice was trying to find the leaks during the Russia investigation. Adam Schiff is calling for an inspector general to investigate. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the news about the politicization of the Trump administration Justice Department is harrowing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. We've got a couple of people on the line. And Cody, we were running up against a break there, so I wanted to bring you back on if you had any final thoughts that you wanted to leave with us.
Not too much, Tim. I'll let somebody else get in there. I appreciate everything y'all are doing.
Sorry about that. Dave, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, man. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Yes, I heard a little funny noise. Tim, nice to speak to you again. I heard Jeff Nyquist give a very good rundown yesterday of all the information he has gathered over the years, and he is a very good researcher. He was speaking with Mike Adams about the communist invasion and what, you know, he is calling, you know, Chinese Russian collusion in a sense, based on information he has received from various sources, probably numerous that he hasn't named. Now, the Second Amendment and these sorts of rifles are very pertinent and important to the protection of the land, as designated by citizens and by, you want to call them militia, whatever. What do you think about that, Tim? Do you agree, disagree?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it doesn't even have to have that. It's stated within the Second Amendment itself. It says the militia being, you know, it's an important part of maintaining a free state. And tied to that is the right of the people to keep and bear arms. So I think they go hand in hand. It's not just about home defense. That's a part of it. I mean, but that's assumed. People had guns back then. It wasn't an issue of them having guns to protect themselves. The issue was that they had the right to keep them to defend their state against tyranny. I mean, they were coming in. We've got plenty of stories. I think we could go to Thomas Gage in Massachusetts and see where, you know, he was oppressive of the people and a lot of their rights. And then we had the British coming in to take away their gunpowder, their cannons, their muskets. They were coming in to take everything. And the people were like, nah, you're not doing that. And they took it back, and they always took a defensive posture and waited on the others who were the aggressors to come against them. So I think it's just tied right up in the Second Amendment of what it's saying. But I agree with you that, this is a very important subject.
Yeah, for the defense of the nation even, and our lands from any invasion. But also, Tucker Carlson was on talking about El Salvador and how they eliminated a lot of the gang stuff by having their own military take action. Now, this goes to what Bradley many times says is, he was making the point, what people do not accept, we don't have to put up with. But, of course, the people aren't there defending El Salvador so much. It is the people that are in uniform. That's the only difficulty. If the government is not with us, we have a real problem, right, in that sort of situation.
Well, here's the thing. The people are the government. I mean, we use that to point at them and us and try to get the blame off us. But ultimately, when we look to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, we find that the real law enforcers are not the military. It's the people. It's the militia. And so what we've done is, as we've gone through the years, we've kind of shirked our duty. The reason we have rights is so that we can do our duty. The reason that we have, let me give you, for example, when you go over to Timothy and Paul says, the one who doesn't provide for his own, and he's specifically talking about his own widows that are within his family, is worse than an infidel and has denied the faith. So God has given us resources so that we can He's given us resources and liberties or rights in order that we can do our duty. And I think the same thing is true when it comes to guns. It's the same thing. We have the right to keep and bear arms so that we can do our duty. And part of that is not just defending ourselves, our loved ones, and things of this nature, but being used and doing our duty that we may secure a free state. And that includes protecting those who are around us, not just just our family, but even our neighbors.
Yeah, so we cannot be lazy and expect everything to be given to us. We need to play an
That's
active
right.
role in all sorts of things. Thanks, Tim. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate your call, man. All right, there goes Dave. And let me get back to this because I think it's important. And I made mention of David Shipman going for the ATF. And I think I did a show, I think I did my an afternoon show a week or so ago on David Shipman. I'll have to look at that and see. I get lost with us in the morning or the afternoon when they come so close. But somebody had made this little meme up, and I wanted to show you. Shipman spent 25 years enforcing gun control at the ATF. He's most notoriously known for his involvement with the 51-day siege at Waco. 76 burned bodies, including 25 children, were found in the aftermath. And Shipman took a moment for a photo op amongst the ruins. He believes that only government agents and soldiers should be allowed to own semi-automatic weapons. Well, isn't that nice? Aren't you glad he's not the one determining that? And why in the world would you want to put him in an unconstitutional three-letter agency to go after more guns? You got to be out of your mind to want to put this guy in office. And anybody that votes for him in the Senate is acting against the Constitution. This guy's already demonstrated he doesn't care about the Constitution any more than many of those who sit there as representatives. This is the sad reality of what we're faced with right now. Now, there's something else. Let's go to this ruling. Because this judge's ruling it's not only a blast against the California assault weapons ban, it's a blast against David Shipman himself. Because Shipman supports this ban. He supports it. Look at what the judge wrote here. And we got another call coming in. So, Sal, if you'll hang on, I'll pick you up in just a moment, okay? Here's what the judge wrote. The Second Amendment, quote, elevates above all other interests the right of law-abiding, responsible citizens to use arms in defense of hearth and home. This comes from the ruling known as Heller. The Supreme Court clearly holds that the Second Amendment protects guns commonly owned by law-abiding citizens for lawful purposes. At the same time, the Second Amendment confers an individual right to keep and bear arms that have some reasonable relationship to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia. Again, those are the law enforcers. Now, what's interesting to me is that you will have people come out and they set a narrative saying we have to get these weapons of war off the street as though you shouldn't have weapons of war. Now, let me ask you something. Did our forefathers have weapons of war? Uh-huh, they did. Yep. What about the guys in the War of Northern Aggression? Did they have weapons of war? Yep, they did. Should you and I have weapons of war? Yep, we should. We should. Why should we be denied the God-given right to defend ourselves and our separate sovereign countries known as states? Why should we be denied that right? And anybody that is doing it is undermining not only the law, they're undermining our rights, they're undermining the God that gave us rights, and they're undermining the fact that we have rights so that we can do our duty, as I was speaking of before. Right? So keep that in mind while we're going through this. All right, I'm going to take this call from Sal. Sal's calling in from Colorado. How you doing, man?
All right, Tim. It's nice to speak with you. I've really enjoyed your morning shows, and the one with Kerry Rivera this morning was very interesting. I'm going to have to contact her and pay her for a phone consultation and try and get my health back in the best order, because she sounds like she's highly skilled. I don't mean to detract from your current topic, but there are 19 countries in the world that have removed guns from their citizens, and we don't want the United States to be the 20th country to do that.
Amen. All right. Is that all you got, Sal?
I've got one more thing, and they're not easily available, but in the book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, in Appendix D, there's a study of what happens when guns are removed from citizens. Crime goes down at first, and then it goes way, 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 way up because the criminals had guns all along, and they will continue to have them. And we should not let these evil parties keep our citizens from having guns, which we use legally and lawfully. And that's all I got.
Okay, Sal cut out right there. Thank you for the call, Sal. I agree with you. We're supposed to have those lawfully so we can do what the law demands. And the law demands that we, the people, the militia, as it is, as is spelled out in the Constitution, are the law enforcers. I mean, so when we have this issue of corruption in our government and all this other stuff, we're the ones that's supposed to bring the resolve. We're the solution. The solution is not to elect another politician. It's not to elect a different president. It's not to elect a different party. The solution is us. And sadly, we get upset, we play keyboard warrior, and we do all these things, but we don't bring about the resolve. And we're, again, you want the solution, that's going to come through us. That's why we have to have that. And Sal, again, I appreciate you taking the time to give us a call. Great to talk with you as well. Let me hit this right quick before the break. Well, I'm not going to have time to hit it before the break comes in because the music is coming up here in just a moment. But we'll touch on this in the last segment here, just a little more things that the judge had to say. So hang on with us, and we'll be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933 if you would like to call in, especially for the guy in the chat who has a hard time understanding what the Second Amendment actually means. So with that said, I've got another caller on the line, David from Oklahoma. This sounds like my friend maybe David Rizzolatta. Is this you, man?
Yes, sir. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man.
Good. Hey, I wanted to call in and just remind the listeners, man, that today is the day that the 90-day commenting period starts on the ATF's attempt to outlaw the pistol braces. You know, and what they're doing is they're gonna turn a bunch of people into felons, which is a complete violation of our ex post facto provisions. You know, so I think that's important. I think people need to get to the Federal Register and start making some comments.
Yeah, that's a good point, David. In fact, I'll put a link up to where people can do that. I thank you for reminding me on that, because you and I have talked about this when the Trump administration was in and they banned the bump stocks. They redefined machine guns. Now they're doing this for this, and you and I said this stuff was coming. They would start hitting all these different accessories, different triggers, and things of this nature. And now they're putting it out to the people. And I think that people need to write in and tell the ATF, you have no constitutional authority to even exist in the first place, let alone ask me whether or not you can ex post facto ban something and make somebody who is a law abider today a criminal tomorrow. But they did it with the bump stock ban. Trump did that the first time, and so I think it's a good point that you make, man.
Yeah, and I did. I commented and I made those comments along those lines. And also, remember, 18 U.S. Code 242 makes it a federal crime to deprive people of their constitutional rights under the color of law. You know, I mean, that's it. That's against the law right off the bat. So there's just all kinds of things going on with this, and people really need to pay attention. But that's really all I've got for today, man. I'll go ahead and let you go. I got to go shopping.
Okay. All right. Thank you, David. Appreciate your call, man. Thanks for the input, too. Got another call coming in here. So this is kind of unusual for me because I don't get phone calls, mainly because we don't have a phone line in the morning now anymore. But I'll get that call in just a second. One of the things I wanted to point out, though, where I do have a little bit of a problem with the ruling, and I'll tell you why I have that in just a second. I'm going to read this. He says, the judge wrote, this case is not about extraordinary weapons lying at the outer limits of Second Amendment protection. Now, I don't know where he gets that. Where's this outer limits? Where's this extraordinary weapons in the Second Amendment? It doesn't say any of that. It says arms, period. Okay? It says arms. It doesn't say anything about extraordinary weapons, administrative, or any of this kind of stuff. And he specifically says the banned, quote-unquote, assault weapons are not bazookas, howitzers, or machine guns. Now, I have to ask a question. Why is it a problem to have any of those either? I mean, if you're going to be forming a militia, it's great that you have your AR platform weapons. I'm all for that. But why are these a problem for lawful people to have when defending themselves against tyrants and their armies, agents of the state? Because they're going to have these. Why can the people not have these? And again, there's nothing to fear from a lawful person who has a machine gun. Nothing. Or a bazooka or a howitzer. Okay? None of that. He says those arms are dangerous and solely useful for military purposes. Well, what do you think a militia is? I mean, it is used, the militia is used in war. He goes on, he says, instead, the firearms deemed assault weapons are fairly ordinary popular modern rifles. This is an average case about average guns used in average ways for average purposes. And I think that's fine. But that then should apply to these other things. Because if somebody's not using them in a criminal matter, how are they actually dangerous? They're dangerous if somebody points it towards somebody's house and blows up their house with a bazooka? Well, that same person could take that common average AR-15 and do what? Shoot at that house too. I mean, if they have criminal intentions. So this is one of the things where I think there is a little bit of a problem that comes to play in there. But I like the ruling and the fact that he pushes back on the ruling from California. By the way, our friend in chat, you're welcome to call in too if you want. Make your point if you want to do that. We've got another caller calling in. I don't have a name on here, so we'll give this a shot too. All right, caller, are you there?
Hey, it's Jeff from Tennessee.
It's Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had the conversation earlier about the short-barreled rifles, SBRs. Each state has its own link to definition of what difference between a pistol and a rifle is. You know, Tennessee's is 16. Anything 16 inches and below is designated as a pistol. While anything 16 inches and beyond, or beyond 16 inches, that's how that when they say SBR, well, that's one of those, that's an assault rifle.
Okay, all right, you're cutting out a little bit there, but here's the question I have. Where does government get the authority to tell us how long our barrels have to be for our guns, to designate it as a pistol or a rifle? Where is that authority derived from? Do you have an answer for that as to where states or even the federal government are determining that?
Well, it's called compliance.
It's called compliance. Okay. Well, everybody just goes along with whatever their definition is, right?
Yeah, it's compliance.
Okay.
So, you know, if,
all right, did you have something else you wanted to bring up in this?
No, that's about it. I do like the
okay.
idea.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you for the input, and I appreciate it very much. Let me hit on this real quickly before we get to the end. You know, it's interesting. When you read in the Old Testament, and I brought this up many times in Samuel, the people didn't have arms. Now, why didn't they have that? It was because they were being oppressed by the Philistines. And they even had to take their tools that they farmed with, because they were an agrarian society, they went and farmed with, they had to go get those things sharpened and taken care of by their enemies. They didn't have that. And then when the day of battle comes, the only people who's got weapons is Saul and Jonathan. And then we come over to the New Testament. A lot of people have a problem with what Jesus said. But you remember he sent them out two by two, taking the gospel, stepping on snakes and scorpions, as it were, having all power over the devil to take the gospel out, right? You remember that? And he told them not to take any money back, don't take an extra tunic, don't do any of that stuff, just go out and trust me. And then the night before he's to be crucified, he tells them, he says, if you've got an extra deal there, if you've got an extra cloak, then sell it and go get yourself a sword. Right? Now, why did he do that? Now, some people want to say, well, he meant go get a Bible. Well, that's not what he communicated to them at all. Because now he's leaving them, and it wasn't that they were going to go out and convert people at the tip of a sword. That's not what the idea was. But all throughout the Old Testament, you see that God had told the people it was fine to use a weapon in a defense. For instance, we can go back to the law where somebody breaks in the house at night. And you don't know what they're doing there, and they're obviously up there for no good. And if you kill them, their blood's on their head. Okay? Now, has God changed or has man changed? Well, God hasn't changed. He's immutable. Okay? So that still can be used. And so when we get to this stuff here, all of our law goes right back to the lawgiver's law. Okay? Men are not the ones who just come up with law willy-nilly. They're either going to look to the Lord, and they're going to look to His law and for justice, or they're going to make up their own laws and their own justice, which are going to be unjust. And we've seen that spill over tremendously here in the United States. The land of the free, home of the brave, is now the largest prison house in the world. We incarcerate more people over that than any other country. And yet, we just sit back and take it. Like the caller who just said, we comply with whatever they say to do because we don't want to get into trouble. We want it to go easy for us, and it's never going to work like that. You're never going to be a free people doing that. You're just not. And so Christ calls us to something higher than that. And at least in part, a large part of this writing is very much common sense by this judge. And they smacked it down. There's no doubt that what we're going to see from Gavin Newsom and his cronies up there is they're going to oppose this. There's a statement that he made on this, that they're going to fight it. And so we got to be ready for that, too. You guys have a great day. Be in prayer for Bradley as they're traveling. They're doing what they're doing. And then I'll see you bright and early, 8 a.m., sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're having Kate Shimarani and Dr. Carrie Madej. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.